Friday, 17th of September, Tes Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, Rabbi David Zolzbacher, Erev Yom Kippur, Halacha Vagoda.
Today, Erev Yom Kippur, I'd like to dedicate this shiur, Lilu Nishmas, my grandfather's Chayim Avrocha, Mr. Zolzbacher, who was Nifta 29 years ago today. This morning in shul, somebody told me that he heard from my grandfather that he can count on the fingers of one hand how many times he missed Shachris the Minyan in Munk Shul. An amazing thing. And he had Arichas Yomim. Agav, I had to smile when I was in Reb Chumas last week for the Shabbos Shiva Drosha. I saw a notice there which said that people who use the services of the Shul should perhaps become associate members. And this reminded me of a story of my grandfather's Chayim Avrocha. In the early days of Reb Chumas, especially in the winter months, they had trouble getting together a minyan for mincha. Especially in the winter, it's difficult. Hardly had a minyan. And my grandfather's Chayim Avrocha, for those of you who remember him, had a famous shop in Smith Avenue. And they used to call him to make a minyan. So my grandfather, the Yekel, was one of the minyan men in Reb Chumas. But he felt he couldn't daven in a shul and use the services of a shul without becoming a member. So he actually became a member of Reb Chumas. He's not so well known. He became a member of Chumas because he was doing them a favor to make up a minyan, but sof, he was having an off in the shul. So he couldn't daven in a shul without taking out membership. That's quite a good plug for all the shuls, no? today is also the off site of the Heilige Briskerov. It's Yadua, this afternoon, we'll daven Mincha, then we'll have Suda Mafsekas. And at Mincha, we say Vidui. Why that way round? Well known, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Mitzvahs Vidui, the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur. There's a Mitzvah on Yom Kippur of Vidui, not just that we use the opportunity of Yom Kippur to say Vidui. That's the Chayvas Hayoim, a Mitzvah to say Vidui. Im Chashecha, that means after Dach, when Yom Kippur's Chal, there's a mitzvah of vidui. Aval omru chachomim, achachomim say, yisvadeh koidim sheyoichal, it's better to say vidui even before he's eater v'yishteh, shemo titorif da'ati b'suda. Now what does that mean, shemo titorif da'ati b'suda? Rashi's pshat is not the well-known pshat. Rashi says, because he might become shikah at the meal, he'll have a pesah l'chaim, he'll get shikha, which pastors need. So when it comes later on in shul, he won't have the kopa, he won't be saying a proper vidui, be shikha. So therefore, say the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. The chayr is very shver to understand. So what have you gained? Because he might be shikha on Yom Kippur night, so therefore say the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. But if the mitzvah is to say vidui on Yom Kippur, what have you gained by saying vidui on Erev Yom Kippur? It's not Yom Kippur to give vidui. You can always say vidui. The kasha is even stronger, lefi the Rambam. The Rambam is the more well-known pshat. Now why do we have the meal first? So we don't have a mincha, say vidui, then the meal. Shema t'torev date, according to the Rambam, means shema yechonik. He might chas v'sholem choke. He'll be nifta before Yom Kippur. He won't have had an opportunity to say vidui on Yom Kippur. Therefore, he should say it by mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's a great kasha. I saw this kasha by Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik of America. And he asks, again, what have you gained by having the vidui earlier? If Rachmana Litzlan, he dies, so he hasn't come to Yom Kippur, so he's lost out of the vidui of Yom Kippur. What does he gain by saying vidui on Erev Yom Kippur? It's not Yom Kippur to give vidui. You can say vidui the whole year round. You might die, so you've got to say vidui first. You'll miss out on Yom Kippur vidui, so vidui any time. It's a very stark kasha l'chayra. In order to understand this, we have to look at the mahus. What exactly is the mahus of Erev Yom Kippur? In Shulchan Aruch it says, Mitzvah lechoil b'erev Yom Kippurim, the mitzvah sayoyim is to eat today, the harbis lechoil or the harbis besuda. And in the Mogen Avraham, there's an interesting shayla, which is a bit la'acha ma'isa already. Was there a mitzvah ready to eat last night? when did the mitzvah achila start? But generally we're machmir on this point. When it comes to eating, we're machmir, and we ate last night already. There's a shakatari in the Mogen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Hagra, says, V'ho'ika, no, she'ein laharbois elabiyoim. The mitzvah of achila of Erev Yom Kippur is only in the day. It's unclear, what is this machlekes about eating at Erev Yom Kippur, night or day? L'cho'ira, that will give us a bit of an indication of what the mahus of Erev Yom Kippur is. I'd like to share with you a shaila which was asked to Reb Kiva Eiger. It's beautiful to see how Reb Kiva Eiger, apart from the actual psak that he gives, the sensitivity which Reb Kiva Eiger writes. The shaila was asked a friendly Didi Ha'alaf Reb Zalman Mepalsin, somebody Reb Kiva Eiger knew. Nebuch, this man, he had a daughter who was ill. Her illness was she couldn't eat any food. Any food that she had, she would throw up. She couldn't digest any food. And for many weeks already, leading up to Yom Kippur, she was only living on medication. Hashem Yerachim Aleha. The shaila was, if she's chayiv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. This was the shaila as asked in Kneider. Here is a lady who Nebuch is ill. She can't eat. Should she force herself to eat because of the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur? So I would like to share with you the wording of Reb Kiva Eiger. Chalila v'chalila lo le'echol. Chas v'sholem for her to eat. That which you write, she melumda, she's a galanta, she's a Bes Yaakov girl, even though Bes Yaakov hadn't started yet. She was a frum girl, v'gam charedo l'dva alekim. She was a charedi girl. She dafka wanted to do the mitzvah of eating. Well, because she tishma, she won't listen to her father if her father tells her to eat. Not to eat. At sosi, my advice is Reb Kiva Eiger, likach shamas, or shnei shamosin, take a person, two people, lahagid lo, to tell her, shebo igarta mimeni, tell that a letter has arrived from me, Reb Kiva Eiger, ligzeir aleho bigzeira chamura, with a strong gezeira, not to eat any more than she would ordinarily eat on an ordinary day, whatever, she has a bit of water, I don't know. Chas v'sholem, she mustn't eat anything. This poshut, says Reb Kiva Eiger. He says, Be'emes, this din does not need any discussion. I have no suffering in my mind, the health in. But then comes on Reb Kiva Eiger with the following shaila. Aval ani novuch. I'm not sure, says Reb Kiva Eiger, I have a shaila. B'chol noshim habriyos, all healthy ladies, im chayovos lechor b'erev Yom Kippurim. To ladies, ordinary ladies, leave out this unusual case, that's poshut, she shouldn't fast. But ordinary ladies, she shouldn't eat. Ordinary ladies, do they have a mitzvah of eating an b'erev Yom Kippur? Says that I'm not sure. Why? Maybe they're peturis, like any mitzvah saseh, she has man geroma. What exactly is the mechayev of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So here there's a big raid in the poskim to what level of chiyev there is on Erev Yom Kippur. In Mishnah Berurah, the maskona is, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Whether it's deraisa or rabbanan, says Reb Kiva Eiger, but the rule of mitzvah saseh, she has man geroma, would exempt a lady. So bechlal ladies possibly don't have this chiyuv because it's a mitzvah aseh shas man geroma. Oiloi. Or perhaps not. Now what's the tzad to say that ladies should have the mitzvah to eat? So he says, what's the makor that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? That's a gemara. It's brought in a few places in Shas. It's brought in Brochus. Shoshana. It says like this. Tona lechia bar Rav Medifti ksiv. V'nisem es nashoy seichem besisha lachoydesh be'erev. Which seems to be, the Mepharshim should explain, the wording of the Pasuk seems to go in the wrong way around. And the literal translation, as it's written in the Pasuk, you shall fast on the 9th. The Chibesishal Misanin. Do we fast on the 9th? Vailagasiri Misanin. El Aloy Malach, says the Gemara. Well known Gemara, Kolo Oichel Vashoise Bechi. If you eat and drink on the 9th, Male Olava Kosov, the Torah considers it Kilu Misane Chi Vasiri. That's as if you fasted for 2 days, 9th and 10th. Says Kibeiga, Masha from this Gemara, possibly, since the Posuk, when talks about the mitzvah, or at least hints to the mitzvah, of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, the loyma, it's as if it's the Shiva Asiri, says of Kibeiga, Mimela, Kol Shemachuyev Batanis Asiri, anyone who's chayev in the 10th, and obviously ladies are mechuyovis in fasting on Yom Kippur itself, mechuyovim lekayim lecher b'chi. It goes together. Very often we find mitzvahs which ladies the chayev which would be peturos because the mitzvah says shazman groma, but if they're chayev in another mitzvah, was famously chometz and matzah, memeinah the chayovis says Reb Kiva Eiger, since ladies are chayovis in Yom Kippur. So from the Gemara's mashma, the two go together, and therefore, possibly she should eat, even though it's mitzvah seishas man groma. And what's the maskoma of Reb Kiva Eiger? V'tzorich iyun l'eis ha'panai. I don't know, says Reb Kiva Eiger, this needs iyun.
Why are lady classes possibly
mitzvah seishas man groma? As a poshet, the loisav says, and Shabbos is chayving. So, the poskim after Reb Kiva Eiger deal at length and rayas ahin and aher to discuss whether women are chayovis in this mitzvah. One of the advantages of these notices going around in shul, especially if you're speaking at the end of the week, is that people can see what you're speaking about and they can tell you, oh yeah, I spoke Torah way last year, that's the subject I spoke about. So Rav David Halpern Shlita told me he spoke about this subject and he gave me his notes, and he spoke that it can bring you rayas whether ladies are chayovis or not. So the poskim, many of them, when discussing whether ladies are chayovis, they go into understanding the reason why taka we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah which gives three separate reasons. I'd like to share with you Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat, why we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It says like this. The first one is ki hera simchosai, by eating today he is showing his simcha. Bagiazman kaparosai, he's so excited, he's got such a simcha that the time of kapara is arriving. I was always bothered a bit, l'chayra the simcha should be after Yom Kippur, but it's very mature. Rabbeinu Yonah continues, the simcha that he shows and the seudah he has shows that he's been bothered with his averas. He's been so scared the whole time. Oy vey, I've got these averas. Baruch Hashem, I now have the opportunity to come into Yom Kippur and I'm able to gain mechila. So today is a simcha. By having a simcha today, that shows that he was bothered by the averas. That's the first reason given by Kibega. So it shows the simcha of the day. Vashenis, very simple reason. Tomorrow is the greatest Yom Tov of the year. The day of Mechila v'Chapora, as the Mishnah says in Tanis. So it says, every Yom Tov, we've got to have a Suda. Obviously, Yom Kippur, you can't have a Suda. So the Sudas Yom Kippur of the Mitzvahs Yom Kippur is on Erev Yom Kippur. Here we can ask, why do we have that on Erev Yom Kippur? The Mechila hasn't come yet. If it's because we can't eat tomorrow, so eat a Motzei Yom Kippur. Why dafka on Erev Yom Kippur? And the third reason, which is the simplest reason, and this is Mefurish in Rashi as well, Leman nechzak, we have to strengthen ourselves. Tomorrow is a difficult day. Laharba is tefillah v'sachnunim. We have to stand in shul the whole day. We need koichas. So physically, we need to eat on Erev Yom Kippur in order to give us koichas. Now the poskim bring these three reasons, and they show many nafkaminas. We'll just mention a couple of them. if somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, is not able to fast on Yom Kippur. According to this third reason, if he's not able to fast, so he's going to eat tomorrow, there's no reason he has to eat today. So according to that svara, a chayla who unfortunately has to eat tomorrow definitely doesn't have the mitzvah to fast to eat today. Mash'enke, the first two reasons, the simcha of we're coming to an opportunity of kaparas avonos. Or the second reason, the simcha of the Yom Tov itself, that definitely would apply even on Erev Yom Kippur. Another nachgemina, which I saw very interesting, the Netziv brings, he asks Akasha, why don't we make a brocha on the mitzvah of achil on Erev Yom Kippur? So he doesn't go to the whole shayla, but he says, according to the third reason of Rabbeinu Yonah, that the reason we eat is to give us koichas for tomorrow. So there's a well-known rule that where the mitzvah what you're doing now is in preparation of a later stage, then you don't make a brocha. Since the only reason we eat today is preparing for tomorrow, there's no reason for a brocha. Perhaps through this we can also explain the machlekas, whether we should have eaten last night or not. Whether the mitzvah already starts the night before. Not always posher, that's definitely one side versus the other side. But if the reason is posher to give us koichas to fast in Yom Kippur, could be the chil doesn't start the night before. Today we have to eat, today will help us for tonight and for tomorrow. But according to the first two reasons, it's got a din of Yom Tov, a form of Yom Tov Erev Yom Kippur. And any Yom Tov already starts the night before. So Memela, this also says this word, that as far as the Seudas are concerned, there's already an Indian to have a Suda last night, because it's a Yom Tov to Suda. Today has got a Gedah of a Yom Tov. Reb Kiveiga's shaila was whether ladies bechlal have a mitzvah to eat today. According to the third svara, that it is in order to prepare yourself for Yom Kippur, l'cha'ira, they would have this mitzvah, because they also need to prepare themselves for Yom Kippur physically. They also need to fast. Mash'enkin, the sophic of Reb Kiveiga, is l'cha'ira according to the other two svaras of Rabbeinu Yonah, where it's a din in the Yom Tov. On that comes along Reb Kiveiga, says, there I'm not sure. Perhaps that's mitzvah saseh shazman geroma, because it's a Yom Tov in itself. Perhaps that Yom Tov doesn't apply to ladies. Or maybe no, it's still a package deal together with Yom Kippur. And that I'm not sure, says Reb Kiveiga. But l'cha'ira, according to the third svar of Rabbeinu Yonah's preparation for Yom Kippur, l'cha'ira ladies would be chayovis. It's interesting, the Ksav Sefer, he paskins with an ill lady, Rachmana Litzlan, who can't fast on Yom Kippur, poshut that she doesn't have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Third svara, of course, if she's not going to fast, she has no mitzvah the day before. And the other two reasons, he says it's mitzvah saseh shazman geroma. So he actually paskins the svara of Reb Kiveiga, that it's mitzvah saseh shazman geroma as far as the Yom Tov Dikur reasons are concerned, and as far as to prepare, it's poshut if she's not going to be fasting the next day, she has no mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Another shaila. Are you mechuyev to have bread at your suda today? Send you need to have bread. I'm not talking about lecha mishnah, that's possible. But bread. So, this shaila again is brought by the Minchas Chinuch and the Stei Chemed, backwards and forwards. Are you mechuyev to have bread or not? The Stei Chemed says like this. And here as well, one could argue, but this is what the Stei Chemed says. If the reason for eating today is to prepare us for tomorrow's Tanis, so l'chayra, you need to eat the type of food which gives you koichas for the next day. Memela, you need to eat bread. Next al's kedushas yomt if you need to have bread. You need to have bread, poshut, because that gives you the koichas. But he says, according to the other two reasons, that it's a yomt of dikadin. So what level of Yom Tov does this have? This doesn't have a level of Yom Tov like the Sholosh Regalim. It's like Purim. Moghra Avram talks about this if it's compared to Purim. It's like Purim. On Purim there's no halacha that you have to wash for your Siddur. No such halacha. Generally we do, but there's no such halacha you have to wash for your Siddur. So it could be, therefore, if you hold it's a Yom Tov, it's not a proper Yom Tov, it's a Yom Tov like Purim, and it's like you won't need to have bread. interesting how this shaila of why we fast, why we eat an Erev Yom Kippur, even if you say it's a deraisa, it goes to the shaila, dorish tam b'dekro, nevertheless the poskim use the svaras of Rebbeinu Yonah to say whether you are chayv, you're not chayv, whether bread, night, day, etc. Now we asked a question before. The second svara of Rebbeinu Yonah. The second svara of Rebbeinu Yonah was, we'll look at it a bit closer now. Ki b'shah yomim toivim, ava yomim toivim, anachnu koivim suda l'simchas ha-mitzvah. So we fix for the simcha of the mitzvahs hayoin, the mitzvah of that day, we fix a suda to celebrate that day. Ki yigdal v'yiske me'oy tzchar ha-mitzvah, al ha-mitzvahs. Beautiful idea, Rebbeinu Yonah. Here, this is the line of Rebbeinu Yonah we said here. When we have a suda, that shows our simcha in the mitzvah, and that increases our schar in the mitzvah. You do a mitzvah b'simcha, that gives the schar. The simcha enhances the mitzvah. Since we have to fast Yom Kippur, therefore we are mechuyev al simchas ha-mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur. It's very difficult to understand. It's not, we're not doing the mitzvah of Yom Kippur yet. How can you have the simcha of the mitzvah without the Yom Kippur? Maybe it's not such a strong kasha. The way how he's explaining what an ordinary simcha of a Yom Tov is, that enhances the Yom Tov, what is the purpose of having the simcha on Erev Yom Kippur? If anything, perhaps it should be on Motzi Yom Kippur, after you've had the Yom Tov, after you've been through it, and the simcha, you can't, and it is like the simcha on Motzi Yom Kippur. It's a slightly different simcha to what this Rebbeinu Yonah is talking about. What is the Indian of having a simcha on Erev Yom Kippur? But Emes, from all this, it seems to be saying in Yisoid that Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur is not standard. We've got a Yom Kippur, and like any Erev Yom Tov, and every Erev Shabbos, there's an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, which already in the Sforim it says, especially Chassidish Sforim talks about, there's already a light of Shabbos L'moshon on Erev Shabbos. By Yom Kippur, it's much, much more than that. Erev Yom Kippur, it's a big chiddush this, Erev Yom Kippur already has certain dinim of Yom Kippur itself. It already has the ha'ora, the light of Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur there's a special light which comes out. I've heard this from Rabbi Feldenstein many times in Yom Kippur, that the oir ha'gonuz, which is put aside, the tzaddikim, lo'asid lovoi, comes out on Yom Kippur. Perhaps, don't know, that like the alois ha'shachar of that light is already on Erev Yom Kippur. But Erev Yom Kippur itself, halacha, has certain aspects of Yom Kippur. The emes isn't, when you think about it, as is mashma from the pasuk alone, and the way how the Gemara explains it. Because the pasuk, when it talks about Yom Kippur, it hints to Erev Yom Kippur. Because the pasuk chapter in the pasuk of emes is talking about the Tisha B'Chodesh B'Erev tonight. But Chazal understand that it already refers to today. So you see from the pasuk alone, and especially how the Gemara explains it, it goes together. So you see the Erev Yom Kippur has got a part of Yom Kippur to it. If so, we'll come to that in a second. There's a Peladik Echidus, this is what David Halpin showed me, from the Chochma Shleima. The Chochma Shleima says as follows. Mashma from the Gemara. Hoim loy ochal b'tshi. Listen to this chiddush. If you don't eat today, gam hatanis asiri loy havatanis. If you don't eat today, your tanis tomorrow is not a richtig tanis. So tanis asiri loy havatanis, rak in be'oichel gam b'tshi. It's only a tanis if you eat today as well. This is a Chochma Shleima. Tremendous chiddush. Let's try and understand this. Perhaps, according to the first svara of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah said that we eat today to show how bothered we are with our averus. We're bothered by our averus, and we're happy that we've now got the opportunity to cleanse ourselves from those averus. So if we don't show our happiness today, it shows we're not so happy with the coming of Yom Kippur, therefore it's failed to bissel in the new Yom Kippur. Maybe that's the pshat, I don't know. Maybe that's the pshat of the Chochma Shleima. Therefore, I don't think he means to say, Mamish, you've got no Yom Kippur at all. But it's failed. Something is missing in your Yom Kippur if you didn't show the simcha on Erev Yom Kippur. Therefore, also, when you have this s'udah this afternoon and this morning, the s'udah of Erev Yom Kippur is not just an Erev Yom Kippur dikas s'udah. It's a Yom Kippur dikas s'udah. Therefore, the simcha of Yom Kippur we already have on Erev Yom Kippur. So it does make sense. It's a Yom Kippur dikas s'udah which we have today. We started off with a kasha. Our kasha was the vidui which we say at mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. So this was a Gemara, and we saw Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam why we have the vidui before the Suda. Rashi said was because we might become shikha in the Suda, and we won't be able to say a proper vidui tonight. The Rambam says a person might chas v'sholem die in the Suda, and he will not have had an opportunity to come to Yom Kippur and say Vidya Yom Kippur, so he should say it on Erev Yom Kippur. So we asked the Kasha. That was a very strong Kasha. What is the purpose of having the Vidya in Erev Yom Kippur? It's not a Yom Kippur Dikah Vidya. The thing what we're saying now, on Erev Yom Kippur, it is already a bit of Yom Kippur. And therefore the Vidya which we say this afternoon is not just a vidya which happens to be before Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur Dikah Vidya. Rabbi Yisrael, let me read you out a few words of the Rambam. Mitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim. Mitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim. The mitzvah of vidui on Yom Kippur sheyaschil me'erev hayoim kodim sheyechal. That he should start the vidui of Yom Kippur before he eats. This Rambam L'Choyer doesn't make sense. It's not mitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim. It's the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. You see clear from the Rambam that the Rambam L'Choyer is saying this word, that the vidui which we say at Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Kippur Dikah vidui, and already has in it the ha'orah, the light of Yom Kippur. There's many mitzvahs of today. Mikvah, Mephias Benotim L'Chaveroi, and the mitzvah of Achila. But Rabbi Yisrael, these were seen from today. Today is more than just an ordinary Erev Yom Kippur, or Erev Yom Kippur. The Erev Yom Kippur has in it already the light of Yom Kippur, and the eating we have today is the Simcha of Yom Kippur, it's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. Sh'ur b'zecha, v'shnas v'ula, v'shua, n'dmach, simetaiva.